All right, this is Roberto. You are back with another Steambox podcast. Today, we are with my homies, my Steambox crew from Highlander Charter School. My Steambox crew from Highlander Charter School, if you guys could please unmute your microphones and say what's up to the world.
Hi, people.
What's up?
All right, so the reason we are so excited to greet you, world, is because you, for the first time ever, we've been number one before. We've been number one for a couple of weeks before. We have never, until now, been number one for 4 weeks in a row, and I totally expect that it's going to be 5 weeks in a row at number one spot. I want to thank the students here at Highlander Charter School, and I want to thank the amazing guests that we've had on the show. Like today, we have Coach Cash Cannon. She's not coaching right now, so Cash is fine. I want to say what's up to Cash. Cash, what's up?
How's it going? I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, I am doing well. Thank you. Cash is the community engagement specialist at the Celtics. I believe during non-apocalypse times, does some coaching in the community. I believe 1,000-point scorer in college. Is that right, Cash?
That's right. That seems like it was forever ago. I couldn't do it now, but that's right.
But I think the dart that's the dopest for me right now is Cash is so close to home. Cash is from Providence, a fellow classical purple, not like y'all from Highlander, but like me from classical. Cash, what was your time like at classical?
Man, my time at classical, it was good. It was fun, and I probably had a little too much fun. So I was at classical for 2 years before I transferred, but it was great. You know, I met a lot of cool people who I'm friends with till this day, had a great coach, a great athletic director. So wouldn't change my time at classical for nothing.
Dope. Yeah, I had a rough time at classical, but I am happy that you had a better time. I'm also, you probably can't tell this, but I'm also of a slightly different generation. Like, I got a couple years on you.
No way.
Yeah, in classical, it was rough for a Puerto Rican boy.
I feel you. I mean, you look like you're 21, 22, no more than that. That's accurate.
I want to say two things, and then I want to move right over to Billy and then Jada for some questions. Real quickly, I want to thank you because you participated in hosting the Celtics, playing with Steambox and other organizations in the community, playing Rocket League, which is my jam, right? And we had you had some players on, and talk to me about doing that some more because my students are ready to go at some Fortnite. So thank you for that.
Of course, anytime. I take that back. Unfortunately, it can't be anytime, but you're welcome.
Not anytime, but man, I'm telling you, our Xbox is ready to go. We ready. So you let us know. But the other thing, there was some news this week, and I didn't want to kick it over to the students until I got your hot take on this, right? I saw that there were some, and I'm sure that there always have been some disparities between the men and women's leagues. Like right now in the NCAA tournament, one of the players took a photo of their weight room, which looked like a closet, and then took another photo of the men's weight room, which looked like Party Central, largest gym in the world. Have you ever experienced some of these disparities? Is this something that you've encountered?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, I mean, I'm sure at this point, a lot of people have heard and saw, you know, what went on with the NCAA tournament and the disparities between the men's weight room and what was called the women's weight room. And, you know, it's truly unfortunate. You would think at this point in society, we would have more equity, right? And we would have more efforts and caring towards the women's side as well. But, you know, sometimes it just takes people speaking up. And that's why I'm super proud of, you know, women's basketball and women's basketball players and coaches for being the voice of not just each other and other teams, but for females in society in general. And so obviously when you start to ring that bell, you know, you see what happens at this point. They had a ton of different organizations, you know, speaking up, saying that they would supply the weights and the equipment that's needed and things like that. So growing up, I definitely did. I won't say it was Northeastern specifically, but I played on a ton of different teams. And you know, you can look over to another court and I'll see a boys basketball team, and they may have better uniforms, and you know, just the clock works better, little things like that. So as I said, there's just it's unfortunate that we're still experiencing these disparities, but hopefully people are learning their lessons from these incidents, and then it gets better down the road.
You don't have to go too deep into here, because this is probably more of your professional but personal business. But do you feel like you have an opportunity as the engagement coordinator with the Celtics that you can address some of those disparities specifically?
Yeah, absolutely. I think personally I can, just being a female who grew up playing sports and basketball and having a voice and a platform, but also, I'm fortunate to work for an organization that uses their platform to push agendas like, or not an agenda, initiative and movements like, female empowerment and equality and, you know, things like that. So we do our best as an organization to really address these disparities in any way that we can, whether it's getting our players involved and having them speak out on it. Most of the time, we don't even have to ask. We have an incredible group of guys who are really passionate about social justice, racial injustices, and social inequities. But yeah, we try and use our platform as much as possible to move the needle and make an impact. And of course, I do it personally as well, just because I'm passionate about it and I'm a community person at heart.
Yo, it's so dope to have a Providence, a fellow Classical Purple champion out there doing that work. I have champions in this room right now, this Highlander crew. I want to turn it over to my Highlander crew, starting with Billy. Billy, what's up? What's your question for Cash?
Hi.
Hey, Billy.
Hi. My question is, what keeps you motivated? And if you ever feel unmotivated, what helps you get that back?
That's a great question. What keeps me motivated? Seeing that there's more work to be done, right? So like if I see something like an incident with the NCAA and the disparities there, in my mind, the first thing I think of is what can I be doing with my resources, with my assets, with my platform and my connections? What can I do to try and prevent things like that from happening in the future? And I just, you know, I have my family, I have my nieces and my nephew, and I know that they're looking up to me. I have a ton of kids in the community that I work with and engage with every single day that, you know, I know that they're counting on me to do my best and to create a world that's better for them. So that's more than enough motivation for me on a daily basis. And when I'm not feeling motivated, that probably just means I'm due for some self-care. I think when you're trying to be a champion for the community and you're trying to address all of these issues, sometimes you may forget about yourself, right? So I think whenever I feel unmotivated, it's because I'm not taking it. You know, sometimes I just need to take a step back. Maybe that's watch a movie, hang out with family and kind of clear my mind. Just whatever you need to do, because if I'm not at my best and if I don't feel my best, I'm no good to anyone else.
That's a really important message. I might actually follow up with you on that in a separate event later. Billy, what would you recommend? What anime, right? I don't know that Cash is doing some anime, so let's assume that Cash doesn't rock with anime. What anime should we watch to get ourselves right? Not Death Note. Death Note is not the one, Billy. What should Cash watch?
I was gonna say Death Note, but
nobody believed you.
Now I'm gonna change my mind, I guess, since you made me. I don't know, actually.
We're going to get back to you, Cash, okay, with some anime, a list of anime for your wellness.
I'm not familiar with it right now, so let me know and I'll check it out.
Some Japanese anime. Sabdiel, what do you got?
I got a bunch, but my top recommended.
Give me one.
Okay. My, like, must watch, right? Has to be Himeo also. Secret Princess. Best one right there.
All right, Secret Princess. We're going to watch some Secret Princess. We're all going to watch Secret Princess together, and we're going to see how dope it is. Pato, what is your question from my homie Cash? Thank you, Billy, for your question.
Okay, so y'all might think, oh, what food question she going to have now? No, guys. I came up with a serious question this time. It is very important. All right, so as you know, okay, we got haters in prob, you know that. But What? Oh my
God. Tato, what is your question?
Take your time.
She's being nice to me. Dang it, what was it? Oh my God.
I mean, I could rock with a food question too, so.
I feel like she played us. I feel like she set this up specifically so she. Jada, what's your food question?
No, I wanted to tell you a real question.
All right, go ahead.
Has there ever been like people in your life, like as you've grown up, like try and hate and like say you're not good enough for something, but like, how can you like? What do you think they're saying now, like? And I have a formal question after that.
Yeah, so that's a great question. And I think, it's not just me, but it may be anyone who's really trying to accomplish something. You're going to come up against some barriers, some obstacles, and some of those barriers and obstacles may be people, right? And so I'm used to that. I've always kind of walked my own path. And, you just don't want to listen to too many of the haters, as we would say. So, like, you know, the easiest way to kill a big dream is to tell a small mind. So I think, you know, whatever you want to do, you want to make sure you surround yourself with the right people, surround yourself with the people who are trying to better themselves, right? Don't worry about what other people are saying, if they're saying anything negative. But sometimes you want to surround yourself with people who can give you a perspective that's from the other side, right? You don't want to continuously conversate with like-minded people about subjects that may be confrontational. You always want to hear the other side of the fence. You always want to be on the other side of the fence or hear that perspective. So I think you just ignore the haters, anyone who tries to get in your way, and you stay in your path, and then surround yourself with a tight circle and people who will not only give you good advice but challenge you in certain moments too, because you can learn from that as well. That's a great question.
That's some really good insight. And I've learned a lot from this group, because this group doesn't agree on anything, not politics, not food, not video games, nothing. Jada, did you have a follow-up question?
I did. Now this is for the potato news, okay?
Hi.
This is for the potato news.
All right. How would you eat a taco? Would you bring the taco to you, or would you bring your head and tilt it and eat the taco?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. It's like a halfway thing, right? So I'll pick it up. And I think it also depends on how messy the taco is, because if it's really messy, I don't want too much of it to fall out, too much of the ingredients to fall out of the taco. So I might want to meet it a little bit more and bend down towards it. But for the most part, I would probably go a little bit in, lean in, and then bring it up as well. That's also a great question.
Cash, I freaking heart you. I heart you for handling that question with every bit of seriousness as every previous question.
Yeah, because it's legit.
Thank you, Jada.
Wait. I wanted to finish my outcast for my news.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Back to you, Roberto.
Pato, while we have you, how do you eat a taco?
I eat it from the middle.
Nobody eats it from the middle.
Oh, well, guess what? I'm not a human being. I'm a potato. Right.
Next up, check out the Steambox YouTube page, because we're about to have some new stuff. Elijah, what's your question for Cash?
It's a very important question. Okay. If you were to write a fantasy novel, what would its setting be? What would it be about?
Say that one more time for me.
If you were to write a fantasy novel, what would it be about?
A fantasy novel. Man, it'll probably be about... Or it would probably be about gardening. Does that count as fantasy?
Not if it's a how-to.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough question. A fantasy.
If you went through one of your plants like Alice in Wonderland, or over the garden fence like this cartoon, and adventures occurred that were magical, then it would.
That's what I was about to say.
That is what, yeah, that's
it's gonna get real.
Talked about like, this before, yep.
Right, exactly. So like gardening, but like very like sci-fi type of way where we're talking, you know, we're diving deep into the photosynthesis part, but it's coming from an angle where it's a bit like animated. That's a great question, and it's tough for me to answer, but that's exactly where I was going with it. Exactly.
Well done, Elijah. I love your questions. I love you asking every mentor that we bring in, every champion from the community that we bring in, and learning about things that are valuable and interesting to you. Argelis, what is your question for Cash?
All right, my question is, who's your favorite player on the Celtics all time? Why or why not?
Okay, good question. I definitely won't pick a current player because that's not right. And I don't have any favorites for the current roster. But, you know, I've been able to speak with Satch Sanders. You guys should look him up, but he played on the Celtics. I don't even know his era, but he's an 8-time NBA champ.
Can you repeat that?
Satch Sanders. So I think he may be my favorite Celtics of all time. I've been fortunate enough to be able to do a couple events with Satch. He's been out in the community a bit with me, and I've talked to him after, and he just always drops gems. And you know, in the way that the OGs do it. And so he's just been incredible. And, you know, one piece of advice that I'll always remember from him is, and you guys can learn from this as well, but he basically said, you know, no matter where you are, whatever organization you're at, and no matter who you are and at what stage of your career you're in, you want to treat the janitor, the cleaning person, the same way that you would treat the boss and the CEO. And that's something that really stuck with me, because I think people forget that, right? Like, you know, you have people who show up to a meeting late because it's with this group of people, but they wouldn't do it for the same, you know, if it was their boss. So I think that's an important message and something that we can carry on.
Thank you for saying that to my students. And thank you for saying that to our worldwide audience, because that is a gem of advice. And I really appreciate that. We have joining us right now, Mr. Mike Willard. He is the director of the Highlander Charter School High School. Is that right?
I'm the high school principal.
High school principal.
I don't need to direct the whole thing.
So Argelis's question just now was, what's your favorite Celtic? And I know that you're a basketball fan. So who's your favorite Celtic all time?
So my favorite Celtic all time, and thank you for joining us, Cash. I believe a couple years ago, did you do the Celtics clinics? Like with the kids would come in and work with the players would show up every now and then. I think you worked with my son during one of those. We went. It was awesome. Awesome time.
Wow. Nice. Awesome. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. No, your energy was amazing.
Appreciate it.
So my favorite Celtic of all time actually stems from when I was a little kid. It's Reggie Lewis. I think I was about 11 or 12 years old, and my dad got tickets to go see the Celtics, and we could have dinner like in the garden, and old players would come and sign autographs and whatever. And then you could watch when the players were warming up. And I watched Reggie Lewis and Brian Shaw shoot jump shots for like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. And I was just blown away by, number one, the fact that they never missed. Just the size. And I mean, I was 11 or 12 years old, so it's like the big lights and everything. And then I got in trouble because I almost walked onto a TV commercial with Kevin McHale.
I had a really bad incident with who's the bad boy from the Pistons? Lambert. I had a nasty incident with Lambert when I was a teenager, when I was at Classical. It did not go well. That's a story for another podcast. I've got four more of your students, Mr. Willard, that have burning questions for Cash, but then I'm gonna come back to you if you're still in the room, and I'm gonna try to figure out what your question for Cash is. So have a question ready. Sabdiel is up next, but Sabdiel does not just want to ask a question. Sabdiel wants to fix an error from earlier and make the dopest suggestion for an anime. Sabdiel, what's the best suggestion for a starting point anime?
Starting point? Oh, man. It has to be first. If anime, it has to be Kenshin Himura.
Okay, good anime. And what's your question for Cash?
Oh, first off, I want to say, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. All right. I wanted to ask a question because you played in Celtics, correct? Or you coached the Celtics?
I'm in community engagement and youth basketball, so I don't actually coach the players. I work with them when we do community events, but I do some coaching myself.
Oh, that's great. Have you ever met Kevin Garnett?
KG?
Yeah.
No, I haven't met KG. Paul Pierce. Yeah, Paul Pierce is around a bit more. Not KG.
All right then.
Stop the old sad now because KG's a movie star now apparently. So.
Oh, you know what? I've talked to KG. I've said hello to him once. I haven't had a conversation. We all went to the premiere of the movie he did with Adam Sandler, in Boston, and there was like an after. I wouldn't call it a party, after gathering. And so I was able to meet him there, but I haven't had conversation with him.
Okay.
Cash, what position did you play?
Shooting guard.
See, I would have guessed forward because you pivot so well. You are the pivot master. Calvin, what is your question? Calvin, what's your question for Cash?
My question is, who do you think is the most underrated player on the Celtics?
Underrated player on the Celtics. Oof. Underrated. You know, I mean, he's getting the love that he deserves this year. He was the first time All-Star, but Jaylen Brown has been good for a really long time. And you know, we have some other stars on our team. And he's getting the accolades and the recognition that he deserves. But Jaylen Brown is pretty underrated in my opinion. He has, you know, he's great right now, but he has a ton more potential. And I don't think, you know, the world has seen what he can do. I think he's only given us a taste right now. So it's probably going to have to be JB.
I really want to pick apart that question, but I think Yanhel might do it in just a few minutes. Isaiah, what's your question?
My question for you is, who do you think the best player in the league is right now?
In the league? Well, who's in the MVP race right now? You know what? LeBron's up there for sure. Yeah. Like, he's obviously, I'm taking into account what he's doing at his age as well. It's just really, really incredible to be able to sustain that level of talent for however many years he's been in the league and to have an impact on every single team he goes to. You know, the LeBron effect is incredible. So I would probably go with Bron right now.
Isaiah, is it okay that her answer wasn't Drake? Because I know that's what you're fishing for every single time. Drake is...
I mean, him and Drake are somewhat connected, so the answer is perfect.
They do have investments together, right? That's a whole thing. Yanhel, I don't know. Yanhel, what's your question?
But Isaiah, Drake doesn't make his own music.
What are you talking about?
Yikes.
It's Yanhel's time right now. It's Yanhel's time.
I mean, it is true. I'm not going to lie. But so this year... The Celtics went 21-22 for right now, okay? And their away record is 8-15. Compared to last year's, it was 22-14. Do you think that the Boston Celtics need to improve on their away games and to need to focus more on not, you know, being focused more on home court advantage and to attack more when they're away?
This is a Coach Cannon question. And also, let me add one little layer to that, where we're in the pandemic, we're in the apocalypse, so there's no real home energy. So why are they performing so much better at home? Coach Cannon.
Yeah, that's a good question. The numbers don't lie. You know, our away record is not good right now. But to be honest, I don't know why. You know, it's hard to say. I'm not in practices every day. I'm not, you know, I can't feel the energy in the Auerbach Center. But, you know, I think it's just been a tougher year than anyone expected for all teams. So I think, and like you said, Roberto, this for the home court advantage and the away team, I really don't know. It's hard to say why we're performing the way we do this. There could be a number of factors. It could be the schedule changes. It could be, you know, COVID protocols. It could be the, you know, practices changing and being canceled. And we definitely aren't playing our best basketball, but I don't know if you followed us in the past, you know, that we can turn it around like that. We just have to get something. There's just a missing piece. So hopefully, you know, we figure it out and we finish out the season strong.
I think if you keep sending them our way to play some Rocket League, we'll straighten them right out. They'll feel like some winners after they play some Rocket League with us. Mike, were you going to add?
I thought I was coming up in a little bit, but.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No. It's a Matthias's turn, I believe.
Matthias, what is your question for Coach Cannon?
All right, so it's a little louder here. Excuse my classmates because they talk a lot. Anyways, so my question for you is, you know how back in the day women didn't have any rights like that? So how do you still feel like now, like women have rights?
Yeah, we there's definitely been some progress, but we still have a long way to go, you know, and we can circle back to the incident with the NCAA tournament and a ton of other incidents. But, you know, things are getting better. And I think as long as, you know, we continue to push the initiative forward when it comes to empowering women. It's Women's History Month this month. And, you know, we had International Women's Day. So I think themes like that and days and months that are designated towards recognizing women and empowering women, you know, those are all super helpful until we, you know, we live in a society where we really don't need those kinds of things to recognize and appreciate women and all that we can do. So we definitely have more rights, but it's all about, you know, our strength and opportunity and making sure the world is ready for the strength that we have and allows us to flex our muscles and understand that we're just as capable as any man, you know, could ever be. So again, I think, you know, we've made a ton of progress, but there's still room for more.
Matthias,
yeah, I was gonna say. So this is a great lead-up question. Thank you, Matthias, for what I was gonna ask you. When I was very young, one of my first years teaching, I had a chance to teach Jewel Lloyd, who plays in the WNBA now. And I was actually coaching a sixth grade basketball team at the time. She was a third grader. I tried to get her to play on my sixth grade boys team, and I got shot down. They wouldn't let me have her play. But awesome kid. I was amazed to find out that in the WNBA that she would have to have another job in the offseason. She would go to like China to play, or she would go somewhere else to play. So it was like 12 months, year-round basketball for her. And then with the disparities in the women's NCAA tournament and the men's, I just wanted to ask you, Cash, since you're involved, what can we do to support? What can we do to raise awareness? How do we like get that message out? You know, I coached the high school basketball team here as well. And a lot of my players think that, like, oh, so it's a women's player. They can't beat me. And I'm like, no, they will destroy you. you people don't have really any idea how good, you know, female players are. And it I just want to make sure we raise awareness to it. We're a co-ed team. We're titled with Title IX. We don't have enough capacity for a boys team and a girls team. So we're co-ed, and we have girls at play. So what can we do to like help raise awareness?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, you know, I think a big part of raising awareness and educating people is focusing on our youth, so we can create that cycle of impact. Like, obviously, you know, where we have the NBA is doing an incredible job in supporting the WNBA, and they made like the WNBA orange sweater one of the hottest items to purchase last year. But I think, you know, obviously we have our advocates, we have our allies, we have our educational campaigns, but I think from your position, Roberto's position, I think educating our young people on the issues at hand, and then not just telling them about the problems, but giving them feasible and tangible ways that they can contribute to the solution. So whether it's, you know, having group discussions, you know, educating them about Title IX, educating them about how to properly be an ally. I think we have to start young and really focus on, you know, our elementary school kids, our middle school kids, and making sure they're aware of the issue, and then equipping them with the tools and the resources and education they need not to make those same mistakes but to be an asset in the movement and provide them with ways that they can add to the solution.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that answer. My last kind of, I guess, follow-up question was the original question I thought of, but you're involved in the NBA. You are employed by the Celtics. Not everybody can make it to the league as a player. What other job opportunities are out there for kids who want to be involved in basketball but might not have that recognition for like coaching or playing?
Yeah, that's also a great question. And that's something that we focus on as an organization. So we'll have, you know, different career nights. Some of our programs are centered around exposing different jobs within the industry, because like you said, that, you know, there's millions and millions of athletes or kids who engage in sports, but not a very low percentage of them will go pro. But a lot of people still want to be involved with the sport. So, you know, there's different departments. I'm community engagement within the Celtics, and there's about seven of us. But then there's, you know, there's digital and there's social media. We literally have, you know, an employee who goes to the games and travels with the team so she can post on social media. That's her job. And it's very, very important. We know the importance of social media and brand awareness nowadays. So that's a very critical job. So you can be in social media, you can be in digital, you can be in content. If you're cool, if you're good at creating graphics and videos, that's something that you can do. You know, we have operations, we have marketing. We really have every department that a typical organization has. So even if, again, even if you don't have the skills or you don't even want to be a professional athlete, there's so many other careers and jobs that lie within our sector, and you can be a part of it all. So it's really just up to, you know, you can reach out to people like myself and other employees and just ask, you know, what do you do? What's your day-to-day responsibilities, and figure out if that's something that you're interested in. I know most people like myself are willing to share with our young people. So I think just educating yourself, reaching out to people, just so you can expose yourself to the different opportunities that lie within this industry.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
So one of our community champions for Steambox is Teresa Moore, who she made the ESPN Title IX documentary. I think it was Sporting Chance or something like that. And we actually have a lot of really great conversations. But I do want to say, Cash, as you were answering that first question from Mr. Willard, is as the community engagement specialist with the Celtics, if you ever wanted to tell your story, get that messaging out there. I know a bunch of badass students who have the number one podcast in the world. I'm just saying. I'm going into a very quick last round, and then I'm going to ask you for shout outs, where people should follow you, what people should know about you. And I'm starting with Jada, make it a very short question.
If you were to combine two foods, what would you name it?
If I were to combine two foods?
Yeah.
Maybe I would combine some dough with some sauce and call it a pizza.
That's inventive. That is as inventive as a fantasy novel. That? About gardening.
That has to count.
Matthias, very quick question.
Tupac or Biggie?
Whoa, this is getting political and controversial real quick. I'm gonna go with Biggie.
Oh my God.
We're East Coast, Matthias. What do you expect?
Bro, I'm 0-3. Every other person I said Biggie. I'm waiting for the right person to say Tupac. It's Tupac.
I'll get you some California love one day.
Thank you.
Sabdiel, very quick question. Go.
Oh yeah, it's quit. Oh, well, it won't be quit. Then have
it has to be.
I have to skip, man.
All right, Yanhel, very quick question. Go.
Hey, can the Celtics follow me on Instagram so I can flex?
Yo, that's I'm not totally mad at that.
You. That's totally up to you. You have hey, to like, have
I'll,
do,
I'll know. Give them my Instagram right now. Like y_ngpl. Follow that and I'll be happy.
Okay, let me write that down.
Drop it in the chat, man.
Yeah, drop it in the chat.
Put it in the chat right after at Steambox RI.
Right.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that. Cash, I want to thank you so much for being on the hot seat today. I want to ask you very quickly, where can people find out more information about your work with the Celtics?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. But all the work that we're doing is on our website, Celtics.com/community engagement. We also have a huge platform that we launched because of all the horrific things that went on with George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery. You can visit the site Celtics.com/Celtics United. And that is a new platform that we just launched. And it basically is an organizational wide initiative towards addressing racial injustices and social inequities. So, you know, we're talking about food insecurity, equity in healthcare, law enforcement, everything like that. So all the work we're doing is on our website. If you want to follow it along with all of our social media, we post some of the community work we do, not all of it. But if you want to learn more, definitely check out our website and our social media.
Dope. I appreciate everything that when we did research, we pulled up some articles. I appreciate everything that I learned that you are doing with the community, Coach Cannon. There's a lot of really dope stuff in there. And I think you make, I'm sorry, Mr. Willard. I think you make Classical proud, awesome. You know what I mean? As an alum. And I want to make sure that you have an opportunity because this podcast is worldwide. Number one, 4 weeks in a row. I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to give your shout out. So since people are listening, who do you want to give a shout out to? It could be your favorite artist. It could be your mama. It could be that one time you had a conversation with KG. Go.
Awesome. And congratulations on the number one podcast. That's huge. That's amazing. I'm honored to be on here.
That's these taco weird ass questions.
But, shout out to you, Roberto. This is an incredible platform and everything that you're doing with these young people, with Mike and everyone that you're reaching is making a huge difference. So, you know, we need more people like you. We need more organizations like Steambox. Instead of having, mass production, we need more production from the masses, right? We need more people doing this work. And so shout out to you. Shout out to all of the young people on here who are taking the time to just engage and discuss some really impactful and positive things. So you guys deserve all the shout outs right now.
Yo, she said Steambox. Yo, I'm about to cry. That's the thing. Yo, actually, you actually were a part of setting it up. So I don't know if you know what it feels like for a young person to be able to play video games with like a starting forward from the Celtics. Like that is dope. That is dope. I'm not taking this time to beg you to do that again, wink, wink. But I'm saying the fact that you do that, whether it's with Steambox, whether it's with other groups in Boston, whether it's whoever you like, the things that you're doing are so dope. Mike's son, I'm sure, has memories with you and appreciates you. So, I just wanted to say thank you from the Steambox community, the Highlander community, to your community and to your fam. Steambox Youth, if you could please unmute your microphones and say what's up, and Jada, do tell her where to get a taco.
I'm bye. Never gonna lie. Like, what? I'm not gonna say
they
bye.
Was super I'm just say gonna bye.
Get... Hey, okay. Say bye, yeah.
So, bye. One day there was a man. And a man found a fish. The fish waved goodbye.
What?
Yeah.
Yanhel's
trying real hard to lose the MVP trophy that we gave.
I said bye, guys. Go get a chicken and probably a taco on the side.
Go get a chicken taco. This has been Steambox Podcast from Highlander Charter School with Cash Cannon, community engagement specialist of the Celtics. Peace out, everybody.